bond as a group. How did you guys feel when you guys left Cleveland, the first team defense? It seemed like, at least early on, you guys did some good things out there.
We did. We got a lot of three and outs. Had the offense in a good field position to go make plays, get the ball to them as much as possible. And just get off on a quick jump and just do what we do. What we're building, the standard, the culture we're building, and just getting on a fast start and just showing the world and showing other teams what we're capable of this year.
And Vaughn, how does Coach Glenn, when he's in the meeting room, separate from what y'all do at practice versus the game, where it might look like an awesome pass defended out here, but then they call illegal contact in the game, two or three times? How does he bring that up and then say maybe what you have to work on?
We're just competing at a high level. He's not gonna ever get mad at you or that. A penalty's gonna come if you're playing aggressive. So just keep on competing. We're not going back down from what we've been building upon, being out here on the playing field into the game field. Just keep on doing what you're doing. We're gonna pick up from there and just keep on playing.
How much emphasis is there on just improving compared to what y'all did last year in the secondary?
It's a lot of emphasis because all the burden's on us in the back end. So the passing defense and what we stand for and the rankings last year, everything was on the defense about the three and outs, the three and longs, just getting off the field. And just those situational games, the defense had to put on that show to get off the field and get the ball back to the offense. So it's a lot on us, so we go step up to the challenge and we go take that.
What did you need to do better most?
It's really about the situational things because some of the games came down 2 minute, third down stops, and it's just really about the situation of football and awareness and how we just need to grow as a group and just getting better with the football IQ.
How about you personally, though, when you reviewed your first year?
Same thing. Situational football, just throwing it down the distance, what plays you'll get from there, how teams like to attack, what's their DNA, and just things upon those lines.
You seem to have a little bit of an enforcer mentality in some of these practices. Is that something that's your natural tendency or something you've tried to develop as a year two player now?
I feel like I've been able to do that, but it's just we all hitters, safety, gotta make big hits, big plays, so just want to make an impact play, those splash plays the coach is looking for. And that's what we want to do, is just make impact plays and get juices going with the guys and everybody just flying around.
I know the book on you coming out of Ohio State was that you were like a pseudo corner, you're a coverage guy, you're a free safety, but is that more of your game than people probably?
I think I got all the traits, I feel like, so I'm not going to really shout to one side. I think I'm just a football player and just want to make plays.
And you and I know Kenny talked about wanting you guys to be a little more interchangeable so the defense doesn't know exactly what you guys are doing.
Right.
That helps.
Right. Well, any call, whatever call we do, our assignments, our alignments, they'll never know what we can. Cause we could be up, down, around. You'll never know if we're down or up, or three deep, two, one. You never know. So that's what he's saying about that, being interchangeable, open and closed calls and all this. So you'll never know if one of the safeties doing whatever.
When he said, think about the enforcer, it seemed that Kenny is probably considered the enforcer. How much is there a rivalry between you two about
want to
have the biggest day, want to do this, that, whatever?
Oh, we just want the ball. We just want to make plays just for the defense and just especially just for our DBs, It's a lot of burden on us just making plays. Just, we'll get to the ball fast as we can, so we can make the most plays and just compete like that. It's just the knowledge of the game that we know. I'm learning from him. He learned off me. Him trying to be a cover guy more out of the box. I'm just trying to help him with that too. But we just play off each other. We enjoy each other coming. He's like my brother. It's like a brotherhood back there. And we would never want to lay each other down. We hold each other accountable. We hold a standard.
He seems like he's having a really strong camp. What impresses you most about him?
He just really want to be the leader. He want to be that guy that the defense lean upon. He just want to be that guy. Look, the younger guys lean upon like me. I'm still growing. Going my second year, I still lean upon him. And just knowing by his knowledge in the game. So it's just the growth, where you trying to be, become, and just not by him, just a me guy. He's trying to get a new contract and all this and stuff. But he's really putting the team first and everything. So I'm really proud of him about that, and we're just going to keep on going.
It seems like Dennis Allen was limited with what he could do without the pass rush the past couple of years. Pass rush looked improved the other night. How creative can he get with you guys back there if you're getting that pressure from?
We can. It's all in one string. Like the coverage, get the guys to the quarterback. And we depend on the big guys up there to get to the quarterback fast as possible so we can make plays on the ball. And it's all we all in this together. So, like we said, interchangeable, moving around. You never know what we in, and just give time for those big guys to go up there and hunt.
How much is it? Is it like a relief that you saw it the other night?
Oh, it is a relief, but it's always a relief to have those big guys going up there making plays, getting a lot of sacks and quarterback hurries and everything. So it makes the time of the quarterback clock go faster, and the ball's getting released. So he don't have that much time to drop back.
Vaughn, looking at practicing against the Saints offense now, you kind of know what their tendencies are. What approach do y'all take? Well, in a preseason game, you don't really have a defensive game plan, so to speak, but going against the Chargers and being unfamiliar with them, what approach do y'all take with that? Particularly, this is not your first time, you know, going against the Patriots in practice, but now getting to go against the Chargers.
We just go do what we're good at. The calls that we work on out here, we'll keep on running them there. Just getting good with our DNA. Just keep on playing fast, making the game plan simple so these guys create fast and make plays on the ball.
You built such a relationship with Roman Harper. Do you still talk to him quite a bit?
Sure. That's my guy.
Hey, are there any other veterans that you've kind of leaned on around the league? Or?
It's just Eric Berry. He's my guy. Tyran. But really, Roman. Mm-hmm. Try to be there for me. Kirk Coleman, those guys. Malcolm Jenkins. I'm really all around the league, so but Roman for sure. I texted him the other day. I fell a little down, but you know, he picked me back up. We watched film together, and I still lean on him as a brother.
Was that up to you? Was that you went around and tried to get as many numbers of those guys as possible so you could pick?
It was just like in the essence of everything. It was just those guys. We all from the South. So we all know about each other, and we all just heard about each other. We're the same agencies and all this, and we all know the same people, and we just all close in a knit, and we all training probably the same place. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just close. So
when you look at Michael Thomas, how do you view his rise in the context of your history with him? Such as he's probably done some things here that you said, I knew he could do that, and you expected it. Maybe they used him in a way you hadn't seen before, and so he surprised you. It's happened pretty fast, where he's kind of the presumed number one guy in the group in his second year.
He is. He want to be that guy. He want to be a leader. He want to be the playmaker. He want to look to Drew and just know he could count on him, you know. He go get to that spot and go make the play for him. So, yeah, from since college, you know, he was quiet then because it was a whole different offense. So it was hard for him just to get the ball out there and be a true X, you know. But now it's drop back, play action. He can work him a little bit, individual routes. He can work on the number one corner, you know, and he make plays. He loves being aggressive. He just want to be that guy.
What do you think as a DB is, what do DBs struggle most with against him?
He's going to challenge you. He's going to push you to the point. He's aggressive, so you got to fight the fact. You got to fight the fight, man. With him, he going to bring it every day. And it's just you got to learn his techniques and how you can beat him and how you can absorb his routes and how the techniques you use and what's your go-to technique. With down and distance, you got to think of all those variables. And then when you're going against a guy like that.
When you're going against the receivers in one-on-ones, obviously, as a competitor, you want to win those drills.
Yeah.
You kind of pick up on their tendencies. How do you balance kind of knowing what moves they like versus actually, you know, working on your own technique? Is there like kind of a challenge there?
It's really an alignment team that we're going against, especially the Saints, but I can't give away too much, you know. But it's just going against these guys every day. You start watching film. You start seeing what routes come in formations or down in distances. Just watching film on these guys, and you see it when you line up against a guy. But oh, I know what route's coming. I see what stem he gives me. You just break down the routes from there.
But I guess when you go to a preseason game, I mean, watch film on those guys. Like
it's the same thing. The team's not gonna change. You know, it's hard to change from your DNA. You go get the same routes. You just gotta watch film, just see how they hide it, and you gotta see throughout the picture.
But I guess is it good to get those reps against guys that you don't get to see every day?
Oh, for sure. It's more competitive. You see all the guys against another team, Jersey, trying to kill them and send a message throughout the whole league. But, yeah, for sure, it's refreshing.
Will you do any preparation for the Chargers before you get to the practice in terms of, like, trying to pick up guys' tendencies, that kind of thing?
I was watching, like, their last preseason games and stuff like that. And we're going to practice with them for, like, 3 days.
Right.
So you really going to see from there, too, what routes they're going to try hitting the game because they're going to do the same things for practice. But.
What were you down about football? You were saying you were down on yourself for your football performance? Or?
I don't know. It's life, man. But
so he mentors you.
Yeah, for sure.
Football exercise.
Yeah, it's things we take from this game, relationships that we build much more than football. You know, it's a brotherhood for life. It's just, you know, he just said, God bless me with this opportunity, you know. You got to be proud. He woke me up this morning. It's an opportunity of life. So just be happy of everything because everybody is struggling. It's some things are worse than your position, so.
And so Roman was here locally, so you, like, sat down next to each other and watched film together?
Yeah, we watched film or whatever, yeah.
Right. But are you, like, got together or are you?
No, I missed him. He came back. I missed him that day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's around here locally.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When you were talking about Michael blossoming in this particular system.
Yes.
I couldn't tell if you were insinuating – that he's better than you thought, or that you always knew he could do this, he just needed to play?
Yeah, I always knew he could do that. It cleared it up for sure. I know he could be a special player. From practice when I was going to Ohio State, he was doing against Bradley Roby. He's a first-round draft pick, and he's at Denver now. So he's been doing it for a long time against good quality corners, good quality DBs. So I knew he always had him.